Public service announcement. Do not use Google Workspace or G Suite or whatever it's been called. And you might be shocked by it because you automatically signed up for Google Workspace when you, for example, sign up for a Wix account and say, "Do you want an email account?" Well, sure, of course I want an email account for my domain. Why wouldn't I? Pay an extra $4 a month or whatever it is, and then they automatically sign you up for Google Workspace, and now you have to manage it. Google Workspace is, to me, it's meant for people who have like an IT team to manage that stuff. It's so, as you probably have noticed, so damn complicated and on the back end. And it's like, well, this is doesn't seem like this is for a solopreneur. Well, it's not. It's for a team. That's why it's Google Workspace. You're working with a team here with your own private Google Drive ecosystem and all that stuff. And I've tried it several times over the years, over the past, what, 15 years. I've tried Google Workspace, G Suite, all the different names it's had over the years. I've tried, and I'm like, this is so damn complicated. This is not meant for us. So I just want to tell you what I do. I've settled on this as the best system. I do not have an email account for my domain name. I know it's weird for a marketer to be saying this, but it's true. I find it much better for my email ecosystem to not have an email account. Now, let me explain. You said, "George, but I do receive your email newsletters, and it appears to come from, contact@georgecow.com. Don't you have an email account?" No, that's just a forwarding address. It's just a forwarding address. You can send newsletters like I do. I send newsletters using my forwarding address. So whether I'm using MailChimp or Simplero or, ActiveCampaign or, Constant Contact or whatever you're using, the newsletter's from can be a forwarding address that's set up with your domain registrar. I don't, like I said, I don't have an email hosting system. I use Google Domains as my domain registrar. You could use whatever, GoDaddy, Namecheap, or whatever domain registrar. Most of them, I think, allow you to create forwarding email addresses. I can create contact@georgecow. I can create, abc@georgecow.com. I can create, the world is wonderful at georgecow.com. I can create as many forwarding addresses as I want and send you email newsletters through any forwarding address. And when you reply, so here's the key. When you reply to my newsletter, where does it go? Well, like I said, it's a forwarding address. So I can forward your reply to anywhere I want to. And I use Gmail only. I use G Be Why? Because Gmail has the best spam filtering around. It has the most experience with spam filtering. It's not perfect, but it's the best we've got. It's very smooth. It's on a very stable system. I've been using Gmail since 2004, believe it or not. I was one of the first people to get a Gmail account because I had a friend who worked there. And so ever since then, I've been using Gmail. And anyway, long story short, when you reply to my newsletters, it gets forwarded to my personal Gmail. And then when I reply to you personally, or if I ever send you an email personally, notice that it comes from my Gmail. George, isn't that not as professional as you sent me an email and it came from me at georgecow.com or George at who the F cares? No, seriously, do you find me less professional? Because when you receive an email from me, wait, that came from georgecow@gmail.com. Now, if your personal email is, fluffybunny69@gmail.com, you probably shouldn't be sending, professional emails even privately through that. Then if you're, you should start a more legitimate sounding Gmail account, instead of fluffybunny69, it's fluffybunny23. Okay. Right? Or just, your name, 1234@gmail.com or whatever. And that's fine. It's fine. Stop this weird. You should not be trying to build your credibility by saying, I email personally from my dad, georgecow.com. Your credibility should be built through a thousand other ways, like your content, for example, right? And your offerings and people talking about the greatness of your work. Your credit, it's so silly. And I'm sorry because a lot of people assume that, well, no, I should have an at my domain name.com email. That seems more credible. The problem, there are so many other technical problems with it. Like I said, you'll probably use Google Workspace because that's the most common solution. And it's so complicated and you'll run into umpteen technical issues that I've had to deal with my Google Workspace, my clients who use Google Workspace. Oh, no, you got to set it up this way. There's so many issues there that I decided not to use it myself. Or if you don't use Google Workspace, you'll use some other, you use your web hosting company's email account system, and that's probably not very good. It's not scalable. I've had so many clients over the years use so-and-so web hosting company's email system, and they're like, wait, I'm not getting certain emails. I'm like, yeah, because their email system is not very scalable. There's problems there. Bad idea. You should not mess around with email. Email is the foundation of your communication with your potential clients, your clients, you know, your friends, colleagues, your audience. Do not mess around with email. You got to go with the most stable, scalable system, which is Gmail, or pick another, maybe Proton Mail. I know some of you love Proton because it's like privacy stuff. Yeah, that's probably okay. It's probably okay. It's big enough. You got to go with a really big and well-known provider for your emails. And then for your newsletters, sure, you use george@georgecow.com or whatever, but that's just a forwarding address and that's fine. So I hope this is helpful. And this might probably be a shock to many of you, like, oh crap, because you're doing what most people do, and that's understandable. This is why I'm making this video. So I hope this is helpful. I look forward to seeing your comments and questions below. And no, I will not answer questions about all the technical challenges about Google Workspace below. Ask me any simple questions about why this process, that you feel free to do that, and I'll do my best to answer. So thank you.